T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your chance to win a $20 gift certificate courtesy of 23rd Street Brewery. That's our 9 o'clock hour prize today, just for listening. Very simple. It's about listening and then dialing.
That
sometimes
is pretty.
We found out it's not that simple, though, but it's
so I dial then listen? That
no,
is correct.
No, because you have foiled people that have tried to do that before.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You do have
right,
to listen right. And then dial.
You
that
do.
Order is absolutely correct.
All right, well, put your listening ears on, as I like to tell my son. Put your listening ears on, and the next time you hear this...
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Be caller number...
15.
Caller 15 to 913-576-7610 the next time you hear that. And I will hook you up with $20 to the 23rd Street Brewery. Go get some meatloaf, as Kling always recommends.
Meatloaf.
By the way, I watched a Cable Guy yesterday. I forgot how like dark and funny that movie was.
Why were you watching Cable Guy yesterday?
It was on television.
No, that's all you have to say. It was on.
Actually, no, I found it on Crackle. It was sometimes I like to find free movies on Crackle.
I'd like to know what goes on in your house at 1 o'clock.
Just hanging out.
He spins the wheel of television.
I do randomly text you things to watch at around 1 o'clock.
I'm telling you, the Grass is Greener documentary on Netflix, spectacular.
It was amazing.
It was eye-opening.
What's that one about?
Marijuana.
Oh.
And the social failures of our country and using marijuana as a crutch, basically. I mean, it was stunning documentary.
Yeah,
stunning.
If you don't know the full background behind like the cannabis laws in this country and why they came about and why there's been such propaganda for years about it, it's
eye-opening.
It
like,
will blow your mind.
Yeah, if you're into history, if you're into the culture of the United States, go ahead and watch this. It's 90 minutes and it is edge of your seat 90 minutes the entire time.
Oh, okay. Edge of your seat.
No, I thought it was. For me, it was because I was learning so much I didn't know about America.
The grass is greener?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Check that one out. I found myself in a very weird television dynamic yesterday. I started watching The West Wing again.
I started that,
oh,
too.
Yeah, I
restarted that, started watching The West Wing again, and then I
you
realized...
You know that's Martin Sheen?
Yes, I do. I really liked the show at the time. Just really good, you know, White House drama, whatever. And then I also discovered that I've been binge-watching Veep.
Is that good?
It's Veep. Good, but, I mean, one is like a serious drama about the White House. The other one is a dysfunctional...
Satirical.
Yeah. Vice presidential candidate. I'm like, these two shouldn't be probably at the same time.
I saw there's a new series coming to Netflix, I think today, actually, called, I'm really screwing this story up, not knowing the name of it. Either way, it's about a dominatrix and, like, her friend from high school that she hires as her assistant, but he didn't know she was a dominatrix. Mm. Bonding.
That's bonding. Well, that bonding. Makes sense, yeah.
Because bondage.
Mm. Contracts are bonding, right? Binding, bonding.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Not usually,
especially in
not
football.
Usually binding. All right, we've been talking a lot today about Frank Clark, and you wanted to play something a little bit different involving Frank Clark.
Yeah, and this is something that I discovered yesterday. I was talking to somebody around the NFL, and they said, "Do you know this guy was homeless for like 3 years of his life? He was living on Skid Row in Los Angeles." And there's great videos and great stories about this kid out there. I think ESPN did something as well, and this comes from Q13 Fox TV, and it basically just gives you a background into, because everybody's talking about Frank Clark, the football player, or the off-the-field stuff that has, you know, gone on with Frank Clark from a domestic violence standpoint. This is another, who is Frank Clark and who are we getting here in Kansas City?
I didn't find that TV one.
In
see the one
head,
from, oh, there we go.
Everything to survive, and that's what it takes.
what it takes on Skid Row, downtown Los Angeles, dangerous streets where thousands of homeless people live. As a young boy, Clark was often one of them.
I knew all about it. You can't. It wasn't an older person could tell me at the age of 8 years old, you know, that I didn't know. You know, I knew everything from how to cook drugs. I knew how to prepare drugs. I knew how to sell drugs. I knew it all. I had older people who had taught me the way, because it was a way that I needed to know how to survive.
A sense of surviving that day that set in at age 8, when his best friend was shot and killed in a drive-by. Frank's family was in and out of homeless shelters.
You know, I didn't have a mom that made sure I ate every day. You know, I didn't have a father that made sure I was ate every day. I didn't have none of that growing up. So a lot of times I had to wake up and fend for myself. You know, my mother was caught up in the streets. She caught up in the drugs, you know. My father at the time, he wasn't around. You know, I realized, like, I don't got the right role models around me. I don't got people who really love me.
A love that finally came during a conversation between his two grandmothers, who made a decision that may have saved Clark's life.
I woke up one day and was told I was getting on the plane.
To Cleveland to live with his father, who Frank did not know.
And then it's like, I got a newfound structure. I got an actual home. I got a house now. Like, I have an actual room. I have, you know, I have responsibilities.
Can we take a selfie?
Yeah, of course. I like selfies. Yeah, you want a hug? Come on, of course.
He's become a fan favorite.
Black on here.
Black, we're going to do black. That's cool.
Who has a special touch with kids.
Pinky promise.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, can we do pinky?
Kiss it.
Oh, you got to kiss it.
There you go.
And now has one of his own. A seven-month-old daughter named Phoenix.
And I want to be able to do, you know, 100 million things for her, you know, and it doesn't even require a dime.
You didn't have a dad there growing up, and so it sounds like you're taking this responsibility differently.
I always wanted to be able to provide for my kids and to be the best father I can be and just be there.
So that comes from Q13 Fox Television about Frank Clark and kind of the way that he was raised and the way that he grew up without a dad for many years, living on Skid Row in Los Angeles. By the time he was 8, he knew how to cook drugs. And that's when his grandmothers intervened and sent him to Cleveland to live with his dad, who he had never met. And what a life-changing experience that was for him, and allowed him to kind of, again, live a normal life, go to school, go to high school, go to college, become a football player, get that scholarship, and then go on to have the career in the National Football League that he has been able to go on to have. And it's been a pretty good career in the NFL. He said this on Seahawks.com about his childhood.
It was real hard, you know what I mean? My father, he played a huge role in my life. You know, he came and got me at a time from L.A. That's actually who I moved with. Got me at a time from L.A. when I felt like everything was going downhill. I felt like my life was on the way to end, actually. So at the end of the day, you know, when I look at my father and I look at somebody who of a figure, you know, that savior-like figure who saved me from a time in the place where, you know, I'm not sure nobody wants to be homeless, poor, you know, getting shot up, things like this going on. And I had my father step in, who was originally from Cleveland. I had him step in at a key time in my life and basically just help put me in a position to where I need to be.
So that's Frank Clark talking about getting reunited with his father, a side of Frank Clark. And I'm not trying to push an agenda or anything. I just want to share all the different sides and experiences that the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs has, because he does have an incredible backstory that a lot of people probably don't know about.
Kevin and KCK, your winner this hour, 23rd Street Brewery, $20 gift certificate. He's heading there. That was our 9 o'clock hour prize. We give stuff away each and every day at 7 and 8 and at 9 o'clock. Your chance to get registered for the Mother's Day prize pack coming up in just a couple of minutes. And Fesco's got some information about paying Pat next.
Fesco in the morning.
Tis the time to get registered to win the Mother's Day prize pack. We do it four times a show, now through May 7th on the 15th, 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15. You'll get a chance to get registered for a fantastic Mother's Day prize pack.
That's an undersell right there, a fantastic Mother's Day prize pack. It is the mother of all Mother's
Day
prize packs.
I like to sell low and then make a single.
Yeah, here's what we got. We've got a VIP spa package from our friends over at the Spa and Penn in Westport, a one-night stay at the Westin Crown Center, and dinner, and Frigo Mesh is kicking in a 10-carat white gold diamond necklace that's shaped like a heart. And the pendant is featuring a half a carat of diamonds, from Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. So the spa on Penn, give me a VIP spa package. The Westin Crown Center is giving you a night and dinner. And Kriegel Mesh is kicking in a 10-carat white gold necklace with a half carat of diamonds in the shape of a heart.
It's quite the impressive package you have there.
Thank you.
Next time you hear this,
I love my mama very much.
Get to your phone, take your finger, and dial the numbers 913-576-7610. Then the phone will ring, and I'll answer it. And if you're caller six, you're registered. That's pretty easy.
Pretty simple. All right, yesterday, another one of those days where I just threw my hands up.
Right.
And I think back to what Clark Hunt said.
Were they playing your song?
A number of years ago now that.
Did the butterfly fly away?
That the salary cap's a myth.
And that's another.
Salary cap's a myth.
Yes, it is a myth. Salary cap is a myth.
There's another instance where I threw my hands up like, I don't know how they spend their money. They just keep spending money, and we shouldn't just ever worried about it. There's always a way to make it work. There's always a way to make their math work. Then they do it again, signing not only trading for Frank Clark, but getting him $63.5 million guaranteed and a $105.5 million deal over 5 years. And I just go, salary cap's a myth. It's all funny money.
Mm-hmm.
You can manipulate the math however you want, and it'll all work out.
I thought the Rams last year proved the salary cap was just a myth.
No, right? Yeah. I mean, teams have been proving that
for
years.
They just kept sidebailing. They're like,
here's a record deal for you, Aaron Donald. And how about Ndamukong Suh come on over?
It's like Oprah just comes in, and you get a record deal, and you get a record deal, and you get a record deal.
And we've seen it this year. The Chiefs have gotten out of a big money deals, and they've taken a little bit of a hit, but not a lot.
Not a lot, no.
We're out.
This guy's a turd. Let's get him out of here.
We're out.
We worry about the salary cap as fans more than the organizations do. And I'm not kidding.
They figure it out. So another guy got paid. And it got me thinking, too, Pat's got to get paid, right?
Right.
He's going to get paid. He's going to get paid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to do it?
Well, I think what you do with a guy like Patrick Mahomes, being 22 and being the MVP and being up for a new contract is all very beneficial for the Kansas City Chiefs as much as it is for Patrick Mahomes, because he's 22 years old. And we're seeing now Tom Brady in his 40s. We're seeing Ben Roethlisberger in his 40s right now, right? Or almost. Once he signs this new contract, it'll push him into his 40s. Eli Manning approaching that age as well. Peyton Manning played that long. So at 22 years old, my God, Josh, I mean, realistically speaking, you've got about 15 years left in front of you where you can still go out there and play. And hell, maybe even more if you want to do a Tom Brady and play to your 45. And so 45 minus 22 is what? That's a big number, right? 5 minus 2 is 3. 4 minus, that's 23 more years, roughly. Essentially, Patrick Mahomes has more years left
than he's alive.
Why didn't you work this math out before we hit the air?
Because you don't do those things.
I mean, I don't believe he's playing 23 more
years.
But
he's 22, and he could essentially play more years in the NFL than he's been alive.
He could play the exact same number of years as Brad Keller is old.
That's exactly right, 23.
It's amazing.
When you
think about it
in those terms, it's an unbelievable number, right? So he could essentially have 23 more years left in his career. So I think what you do if you're the Kansas City Chiefs is you offer the guy a lifetime contract, right? You offer him a lifetime contract, but it's like a 10-year deal, right? And he's young enough where you can offer a long, long, long contract like that and still give him big money, but make each of those years that he's getting paid a small amount. So you could still go out there and look at Patrick Mahomes today, okay? And you can look at Patrick Mahomes, and even if you wanted to do, Josh, a 10-year, $350 million contract for him.
Which you should. I mean, if that feels like that's the rate, yeah.
That's still $35 million per year.
I love my mama very much.
It's worth $200 million more than Russell Wilson earned. And yet you can pay him $5 million less per year than what you gave Russell Wilson. Just because you're able to give Mahomes a 10-year deal right now because he's 22
well,
years
Russell
old.
Russell got 35.
$35 million a year, did he?
Yeah.
Why do I keep thinking 40? Why do I keep thinking 40?
40 was what we thought Mahomes was going to get.
Okay. All right, so he gets the same amount per year, but it's worth $200 million more than Russell Wilson because he's only 22 years old. So the Chiefs are really right now in an amazing spot with Patrick Mahomes. You can make him the highest paid player in the history of life. You can sign him for a long term because he's only 22. And you can still spread that money out where his contract's affordable and you can still afford to do what you need to do with everybody else around your team. The Chiefs are in a perfect position right now with Patrick Mahomes.
Now, I will have a little bit of a counter.
Okay.
I guess it would depend on guaranteed money, as always, but why sure. would he do it?
I mean, would you like to sign a $350 million contract?
Yes, but why wouldn't I want to sign a five-year one and then see what in 5 years, what, I mean.
He may.
I mean, I there's no, unlike like those of us that live in the real world.
Right.
Sports is its own goofy world. Like there's not like cutbacks and like jobs not being there.
Right.
I mean, I think you're just safe to assume in sports that eventually it just keeps going up.
Sure.
I mean, there's the inflation in sports is unlike anything else. Right. So, yeah. I mean, what's to make me want to do that?
I don't know. Why does a baseball player sign a 10-year
deal?
Well,
they're guaranteed money.
Right, guaranteed money. But what if in the end, what if they guarantee maybe 80% of that contract? The longer we go, the more we guarantee.
I think the guaranteed money in that scenario would be big. Or if you wrote in something like was rumored to be what Russell Wilson may have asked for,
where it goes up incrementally,
which was, hey, I'm going to sign for this, but I'm going to get increases based on where the cap goes and where the revenues go, and I'm getting like my inflationary bonuses.
Mm-hmm. Cost of living increases, so to speak.
Yeah,
like if the cap
exactly.
goes up 10%, my number
correct.
Goes up 10%.
Correct.
Yeah,
those,
maybe.
Those
that's a good idea.
Things. Maybe he becomes the first to do that.
Maybe.
And to get him to that regard. Because otherwise, what's really the point of doing it?
You bet
you
on
bank,
yourself.
You bank on
bit.
Yourself to I'm gonna make, maybe the going rate will be 50 in 5 years. So why would I want to limit myself now?
Because like Tom Brady and those guys, they're kind of the exception, not the rule. You know, careers are really short in the NFL too. You know, just because you're only 22.
Yeah, I mean,
if
I'm in Patrick Mahomes' head, I'm not saying, well, you know what? I think I got 23 more years in me.
Yeah.
Probably not to that mode yet, but I mean, I think they could come up with something that would be amenable for both. I think the best news of the whole thing, I think a lot of teams don't, I don't know if he's our guy.
Right. We know he's
unless
our guy
something
and he's 22.
Absolutely unfathomable happens. You're like, no, he's your guy. And if you determine it at 22 years old.
22 years old.
It's a good spot to be in.
Yeah, there's no middle ground going, I don't know. He had a nice year, but can we do better? You can't do better.
Brian in Independence, the latest to get registered for the Mother's Day, a prize pack. Your next chance coming up tomorrow at 6:15. 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, 9:15. On the 15th through May the 7th, your chance to get registered for that Mother's Day prize pack. We're going to check in with Bink. He has a new mock draft out. Now that the Chiefs aren't picking in the first round, we'll also find out how he's going to enjoy his Thursday night.
Beers, lots of beers.
Could be the case. Jay Binkley joins us next.
He's our starting quarterback.
Fesco in the morning.
Guess who's going to steal the NFL news cycle coming up?
Binkley?
No, maybe. I wouldn't discount Binkley. But you knew this was going to happen. You knew this was when this was going to get done. Like you could have just, like East Coast time and everything. Ben Roethlisberger is right.
Oh, you mean stealing away from us now. Yeah,
yeah. I'm just saying the biggest NFL story is Ben Roethlisberger is going to get a three-year contract taking him through 2021.
Yep.
No details of dollar signs just yet, but that's going to be the biggest NFL story because the draft starts tomorrow, so they had to get it done today.
Correct. Absolutely. Right. So congratulations to Ben Roethlisberger, right?
A guy that almost just walked away from the game a couple years ago when he couldn't get out of his bed or didn't want to get out of his bed.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Retiring.
You know what gets
He got Antonio Brown gone. Now he's all happy.
You know what gets me out of bed? $50 million guaranteed.
A lot of cash.
whatever the dollar sign is.
You know what gets me out of bed?
When you get out of bed.
Bang.
The energy drink.
Oh, the energy drink. Okay,
I gotcha.
Gets me out of bed. Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Like who's buying that? I barely get out of bed. Oh, $50 million. I'll be there on Tuesday.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really insane. It's really crazy. So congratulations to Ben Roethlisberger.
My body's telling me no. My bank account's saying hell yeah.
Hell yes. Get out of bed, dummy. I'm waiting to see what the actual money is now with Ben Roethlisberger, because that is going to affect, you know, the average yearly salary, most likely, guys, what we're looking at when it comes to the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, because nobody takes less. So I'm going to be interested to see where exactly we stand and where exactly this is now with him and how much he's going to be making. The interesting thing about this, though, it's only a 3-year contract. So it's not like this guy is going to be, you know, under contract for every single year going forward like Tom Brady is. Ben Roethlisberger's looking at that magical number of 40 and realizing, okay, we're probably good here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He might not break the bank either. Just give me a bunch.
Maybe.
I'll be done.
Well, you take what you can get, man. You've got 3 years left, go for it all.
Yeah. I can't imagine he's going to take 35, you know, 35 per for 3 years. But we'll see. The financials will come out here shortly because they've just announced everybody's scrambling to say, it's done. It's going to be announced today. So I'm sure maybe by the time the segment is over, we'll have the
probably the
dollar figure.
I just care about who has it first. Like I just wait for that.
Uh-huh.
So-and-so had it first.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good for them. Yeah. Nobody ever cares about this stuff.
No.
So, yeah, it's only a short extension. So, like, he can't be, I wouldn't think, breaking the bank, but it takes him now through his now 40 years old.
That's right.
So there you go.
And he's looking at that and probably going, I don't need to be playing past 40.
All right, Bank, I just want to make sure first and foremost that you're okay, because Thursday night will now not include we believe anyway, unless there's a trade, will not include the Chiefs making a pick on Thursday night.
I think it's still going to be a lot of fun. Craig Stout's going to be here, defensive film analyst, Arrowhead Pride, Kent Swanson on the offense. We'll be checking in Nashville with Show and Vern and Serta. We've got Pete Sweeney at Arrowhead.
I understand. I asked you a direct question. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Because I think I'm actually going to be excited about it, because a lot of it is looking at the Chiefs roster, how they've constructed it, what they're going to be doing in the second round. We'll be looking at how the rest of the division is going to be Mahomes proofing the division. What are the Raiders doing? What are the Chargers doing? What are the Broncos doing? How cognizant are they in Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City? So I think this draft has a lot of storylines, regardless of the Chiefs pick. I mean, it's pick 29 anyway. How excited were you going to get? I felt the Chiefs were going to trade down anyway at that point. I wasn't 100% sure we were going to have a pick. But, no, Thursday night is going to be a lot of fun right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Well,
a lot of fun.
Picking 29 anyway is essentially a second-round pick. Most teams have 15 to 20 dudes ranked as real first-round talents anyway. So you get down to that, you know, number 29, you're essentially picking a second-round talent at that point in time. But now I think right now it kind of opens the draft wide open for this organization, Jay. It's not like you have to go with this or have to go with this. Not that you had to do that before. But now I think it's one of those deals where if they say they go center at 61, where if they would have gone center at 29, we'd all been like, I don't know about that. But if you go center at 61, people are like, oh, I can see that. That's fine. Nobody really cares, because it just has a different kind of hit to the
ring
ear,
to it, yeah.
You know, than,
for sure.
than being number 29 overall. So I think it's wide open now. I think they can go a lot of different directions.
No, I think they can too. I did mock 8.0 yesterday because of the change, the shift in what the Chiefs are doing. And I have them going cornerback. With 61, and I have Jay Sternberger, the tight end, at 63. I think that they can look at weapons for Pat Mahomes now, especially in the second and third round. It's very deep at wide receiver in the second round. So the thought of getting that tight end, Bob, I know you've talked a lot about that, and you guys had Dan Shonk on talking about the depth of tight ends, and it's absolutely a deep. Once you get past Smith and Hockenson and Fant, a guy like Jay Sternberger that Kling saw play many times out at Kansas University.
Not enough, by the
really
way.
Really turned it on. Really
I didn't see him play
on.
Enough in his short time at Kansas. Yeah. I'm like, this kid could be good. And then he went and blew up at Texas A&M.
Well, there's wide receivers like Kelvin Harmon, Debo Samuel. I mean, there's wide receiver talent in the second round. But, yeah, Bob, I think mid-round. The fifth round is where you can get offensive linemen, especially.
I do, too.
You look at the Packers and Aaron Rodgers when they won the Super Bowl. They had one first-round pick on that offensive line, Brian Bulaga, and that was it.
Well, I think the Chiefs do a pretty good job of coaching up offensive linemen.
And they like
anyway,
Austin Ryder.
You know?
Austin Ryder
signed the guy
in,
to a contract.
He stepped in with Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback. He had one start at center in his career, and that was in Cleveland when he backed up, believe it or not, Cam Irving for one game, tore his ACL. Chiefs gave him a couple-year contract, and he filled right in for Mitch Morse, and you didn't know Mitch Morse was gone.
You didn't know the difference. You, honest to God, didn't know the difference. And that's not a shot at Mitch or anything. He's getting paid a nice $11 million per year, but that tells you how, I think, okay they are on the offensive line, where they don't, like, there's so many people that have said they need a center, and I'm like, nah, I don't think you do.
Look at Lilja.
Ooh.
He played Ryan Lilje.
Never heard of him.
Well, he plays guard for the Colts, wins the Super Bowl. The Chiefs move him to center. He wasn't a center.
Right.
The Chiefs said, hey, can you play center? He goes and plays center and was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows you the transition, the versatility that a lot of these interior linemen have. They can play center.
I think, Jay, like, if you take an offensive lineman, great. You take it off. If you don't, you don't. It's not a big deal. I will be shocked if we don't see a tight end taken in this draft because of how deep this draft is. How do
I think
feel?
Early. I think in the second round.
I thought they were going to go 29 with a tight end had they stayed there.
Well, if you go mid-round, you're getting an average-type tight end. But if you want a tight end one, if you want a guy that, well, obviously he's not going to be a tight end one with Kelce. But if
you're getting
that
to that
quality,
point where he's 30 and he's injury-prone.
I mean, if you go mid-round, you're getting tight end two, tight end three. But if they got their blocking tight end and the belldozer for their three tight end sets that they can do. But they need a tight end one that can play tight end two. And for Travis Kelce, if there's ever an injury, Mahomes needs that guy. Mahomes needs it. If Kelce gets hurt, who's going to step in at the tight end? Tight end was so crucial for the Kansas City Chiefs last year. Patrick Mahomes loved using Travis Kelce, especially the yards after catch, and he became a great weapon because not only that, Kelce and the attention he got opened things up on the outside for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And having that weapon at tight end for the Chiefs, the best tight end in the game, made a big difference. So I do feel that – I feel that tight end is more important than wide receiver with this team, even with the Tyreek Hill situation.
Well, and I think wide receiver may be a sneaky pick as well a little bit later on. I still think DeMarcus Robinson is a future player in this league at that position, so I don't know how desperate they are where they have to reach for a wide receiver. But I think if you're looking now for me...
A fifth-rounder, by the way.
Yeah, right. No, I know.
Antonio Brown, sixth-rounder, yeah.
Right, but if you're asking me, like, what is the biggest position of need right now, I'm looking at defensive back and I'm looking at tight end.
Yeah, I think corner. I think safety, depth. I know that they got Armani Watts coming back, and they got the Honey Badger back there, so they feel pretty comfortable with that secondary. But Spagnuolo's a secondary guy. I don't know how he feels about it. We know how he felt about Dee Ford. How does he feel about Watts? How does he feel about what the Chiefs have in the secondary?
I think if he doesn't like them, they've already been shipped out, right?
Well, we'll be soon.
What about – I know Dan Shanka brought it up with us, but linebacker, I mean –
You hate the linebackers.
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
It is not a good class at all.
It's not a good class for linebackers. And
unless you get like a Mac Wilson in the second round out of Alabama.
They don't move in that regard? It might not be that they're completely enamored with their guys, but this isn't a draft to be doing it.
Well, I think they built their front up so much. I mean, look at the depth now they have with Okafor and Ogbah.
And the young ages are all young 20s or mid-20s.
And I'm willing to
give
it a
shot. They got a bunch of right defensive ends. Somebody's got to move to the left because all three of the guys, they got a right defensive end.
And that's what I said about the two middle linebacker guys. I'm like, I'm willing to give them a shot in the new defense with a different defensive line, knowing that financially they're tied to these guys.
Yeah.
So I was willing to say, okay, I'll be willing to give it a shot moving forward, but I am kind of curious as – like none of that's been even it's all been about the secondary and the guys up front, and no talk about, I think, two of the most inefficient players we saw last year.
Well, Hitchens did finish fifth in the NFL in tackles last year, regardless of what we thought about how he played last year.
Do you remember one of those tackles, though?
Yeah, he was in there quite a bit. But I do think with a scheme change with Spagnuolo,
rolling backwards, like his numbers were dirty on the back all the time, you know?
How about that clean little Iowa hate there?
I'm not a huge fan of his. That's all.
Yeah, one spectacular play. Raglan made the play against the Patriots,
and I don't know what they're
going
to do with him because he's a 3-4 linebacker.
No,
that's why he got shipped out of Buffalo because Rex Ryan drafted him for a 3-4.
Yeah.
They switched to a 4-3. Boom, he's in Kansas City now. Kansas City's doing the 4-3.
Well, it'd be scheme adjustable.
I would imagine, Jay, you're expecting though the Chiefs to move around, that these picks won't be all there at the same numbers probably on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see in the second round them actually packaging 61 and 63 and moving up. I can actually see them moving up into the second round because it's kind of later in the second round and grabbing that one player that they want, whether it be tight end, wide receiver. I think they'll move up in that tight end range is what they'll be looking for. They still get the third round pick as well. But I just think that, I think it'll be a pretty fluid situation. And I don't think Veach will make all of his picks.
Bunch of stuff going on with Bink tonight, tomorrow. Friday.
Well, tonight, tomorrow's going to be crazy because tonight's the Arrowhead Pride draft special at 6 o'clock. I follow them from 7 to 9 with a lot more, of course, draft talk. And then, of course, 6 to 7 tomorrow night, Showman Vern live in Nashville on Radio Row. And then we'll take over with Kent Swanson, Craig Stout, check in with him, Pete Sweeney, be at Arrowhead. It's going to be a lot of fun for our draft coverage. We got a lot of special things planned that were planned over beers at Boulevard well, with our new boss.
That's always
our new
dangerous.
Boss has a vision.
That's always dangerous. It is Jay Binkley here at Bake at Night. You can check out his mock draft 8.0. It's changed a little bit thanks to the trade of the Chiefs yesterday. Our big finish coming up and overshadowed by, of course, we're talking a lot of football. One of the greatest finishes ever. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Yeah. Time now for the after school special. Other NFL news and notes, we mentioned Ben Roethlisberger.
I would pay money to see him dance.
Ben Roethlisberger is going to get a contract extension. Rather short one.
Two-year extension.
So it's, you know, I can't imagine he's going to break the bank, but he's going to take him until he's 40 years old. So agree to a two-year extension. Marshawn Lynch is done. Saying he's not coming back to the Raiders. So now the Raiders have a running back need, apparently. I hope that's their surprise pick at the top of the draft.
I do too.
You know, the Raiders, I told you a couple of days ago, I think the surprise pick is Drew Lock.
I don't know.
Go ahead and put me down for that.
The Ravens are signing Justin Tucker to an extension. They'll announce today. Believed he's going to be the highest paid kicker.
God.
$23.5 million deal, $12.5 million fully guaranteed, $8 million at signing, Justin Tucker.
For a kicker?
Kicker.
Do your thing.
So, those are kind of the NFL news and notes of today as we head towards
the
draft.
What do you think of that? Well, I mean, because I could justify both.
Most
because,
accurate kicker in NFL history.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important. Ask the Bears.
Threes are important.
Right? Ask the Bears.
And if you got a good one, I think you just.
I don't need to
ask the Vikings.
I watch the Chiefs. You don't remember there was a guy that missed three kicks in a playoff?
Yeah, but if you're a Chiefs, but if you're a Chiefs fan, you'd be worried like, oh, you paid Justin Tucker, now he's gonna miss.
Yeah, now he's gonna miss.
You know what I mean? Like,
how are we gonna pay Mahomes?
Yeah.
Oh, now you paid him. Now he's gonna miss everything. Oh, jeez.
So we're gonna pay a kicker and not our quarterback. That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because there was some of that yesterday. What about Mahomes? What about him? He's under contract. Last I checked, we don't need to pay him today.
So a couple guys getting paid. Oh, we'll see what Ben's number ends up being. I haven't seen anything trickle out on that just yet. But
right.
Highest paid kicker now in the NFL is Justin Tucker. So there's some of the NFL news that's going to try to dominate the landscape that was dominated yesterday by Frank Clark and the Chiefs trade with the. The Seattle Seahawks. John Clayton joined the drive yesterday on 610 Sports Radio and says Clark's indeed one of the top pass rushers in the game.
You're talking about a guy that, you know, you think about just 35 sacks in 4 years. And, you know, for three of those years, he was the number three guy on the line because they had Michael Bennett, they had Cliff Averill. So then last year he takes over and has a sensational year. Should have gone to the Pro Bowl because, you know, he had been recognized more as the number three than a number one. But he proved he's, you know, probably one of the six, seven, or eight best pass rushers in the game right now.
And played himself into a perfect opportunity to get a new contract.
Correct. Correct.
Seattle wasn't going to go there. Chiefs were going to go there and gave up the draft stock as well to get there.
Much like anything in life, it's all about timing. And the timing just worked out really, really good for Frank Clark and really, really poorly for the Seattle Seahawks. I think if this was a year ago, Seattle probably ends up signing him to a long-term extension and getting him wrapped up. But once the Khalil Mack trade happened and once DeMarcus Lawrence signed and once we started to see all of this money being paid to edge rushers, that changed where the market was. And if you're a guy like Frank Clark, well, you're not going to sign for, you know, $10 million per year or however many million dollars less per year than Khalil Mack just got with Chicago. The bar was raised. And while the bar is raised and that's great for the player, there are certain times where an organization has to look at that and go, man, can we afford that? Do we want to afford that? Is that a good number that we're comfortable with? And clearly Seattle wasn't comfortable in giving this guy the same type of money that Khalil Mack and DeMarcus Lawrence were able to get out of their respective teams, but the Kansas City Chiefs were. So timing is everything right now.
Time now for the big finish.
It's time for the big finish.
Wait a minute! What's happening to my special purpose?
I'll have what she's having.
Brought to you by EverNewClinics.com.
Big finish. In case you missed it, and you might have, because it was late last night, and football kind of overshadowing everything else that's going on right now.
Correct.
We may have had one of our...
What do you mean right now?
Well, always.
Always.
I know, but especially this week now, draft week, right?
Yeah, last week was schedule release week, though, Josh.
Yeah, I know. There's always something with them. There's always some of that pesky NFL. Those darn NFLers.
Foiled again.
But we had one of the greatest finishes maybe ever.
Yeah, this is tremendous.
Last night in the NBA.
Unbelievable.
A series clinching, buzzer beating bucket that, oh, by the way, the guy scored his 50th point on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from 37 feet. Damian Lillard last night for the Trailblazers.
Dame into the front court. 10 seconds. Lillard now out front against George. 5 seconds. George backing up. Lillard doesn't want to pick. Dame going for the win. A three-pointer for the game.
Pandemonium.
I could have used a hot damn right there, too.
Yeah.
You might have said
Seaman
it
on the call. Did we have that call?
You might have said it. The crowd was too large. 118-115. They knock out the Oklahoma City Thunder on the step-back 37-foot three-pointer as time expires. Had some time to put a move on, try to drive to the rim, but no. Lillard said that shot was going up.
It was a great feeling. When it left my hands, it felt good. I felt good about it, and the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game, I just kept telling myself, like, for us to get this game, we was going to have to really, really dig, you know, to come out on top. So the fact that I kept telling myself that and then we came out on top and the shot went in, I was like, man, it really happened. You know, we really dug and pulled it out. So it was a great feeling.
The difficulty of this shot, the distance of this shot, the series clinching aspect of this shot.
The meaning of the shot, right?
And he went for 50. 50 points.
Unbelievable. And he was plus 9 when his team was on, when he was on the court. He was plus 9.
And the guy that was guarding him was Paul George, kind of, but he couldn't get in the vicinity. Mm. And he's in denial.
I mean, that's a bad shot.
No.
I don't care what anybody says. That's not a bad shot.
Went in.
But, hey, he made it. That story won't be told that it was a bad shot. You live with that.
That story will not be told that it was a bad shot.
I don't know who's telling that story, Josh.
Not how the story is going to be told. The story is that's an all-timer.
Yeah. That is one of the greatest shots in NBA history. It really is.
Everything.
It won a playoff series.
Yes, it won a playoff series. Unbelievable. Unbelievable shot last night.
I mean, you can't sit there and go, oh, the time will tell that was a bad shot.
No,
it wasn't.
It's a game winner, series winner.
I think at the end of the day, we'll all look back on that and say, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Damian, what were you thinking then?
Yeah, you know, a couple of months now, it's July, the season's over, we're having a nice cold beverage, and we'll look at Damian Lillard and go, that was a terrible shot. Why'd you even bother? Who's saying this?
Paul George.
Paul George is definitely saying it.
Paul George is super denial.
He is going to take that as far as he possibly can.
You know,
will tell anybody who will listen.
I think when it's all said and done, we're going to look back at Patrick Mahomes' career and be like, what were you doing thinking throwing left-handed passes?
Yeah.
Like,
what were you thinking in that game in Denver?
Maybe you should look when you throw, Patrick. I think we all know that that's just a bad throw.
Yeah. Come on now.
Not a bad shot at all.
Game into the front court. 10 seconds. Lillard now out front against George. 5 seconds. George backing up. Lillard doesn't want to pick. Dame going for the win. A three-pointer for the game. Yeah!
Wonderful.
And as far as I know,
the hell was that guy thinking?
The station exploded, went off the air. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened from there. Pandemonium sets in, and that's a win. And I know you'll be tremendously disappointed. Russell Westbrook is out of the playoffs.
That's very unfortunate.
Had a triple-double last night. 29 points, 11 rebounds, 14 assists.
And minus 4 his plus minus rating.
I know you were super
disappointed. His team was outscored by 4 points when he was on the floor and had a triple double.
I don't even know a plus minus.
His team was outscored by 4 points when he was on the floor.
Yeah. There you go.
For Damian Lillard.
Thanks for explaining that.
Plus nine. His team scored 9 more points than the opponent when he was on the floor.
That was an all-timer. Here's a big finish brought to you by Evernew, Kansas City's first intimate health clinic for men and women. Proven results for good, very good. Visit evernewclinics.com. That's evrnuclinics.com. Before they track to Nashville.
With a tan.
What?
That song by Sheryl Crow, I think it is. Nashville with a tan. Look it up.
I will not look
that one
up.
I've never heard of.
I have no business
anyway,
looking that up.
We're segueing
They'll be wearing their blue suede shoes.
They're heading to Nashville shortly, but they're in studio next. Show and Vern here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.